Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Truth be told, we all come from somewhere. Some come from a long line of farmers or ranchers. Others come from a long line of warriors or firefighters. I come from a long line of ornamental iron workers. My great-grandfather could form a beautiful ornate rose from a single bar of steel, and my family's work is still on display in the churches of Southern California and the front gates of mansions in Beverly Hills. I'm not an iron worker, but one of their sayings applies equally well to my world of politics and public policy, and that is, to strike while the iron is hot. It's easier to bend steel when it's red hot or even white hot. The same holds true for public policy. It's easier to turn the ship of state when momentum is on our side, and currently, the momentum is on our side when it comes to the issue of abortion. And, as is so often the case, we didn't plan this. The issue was dropped in our laps by overreaching left-leaning politicians in New York, Vermont, and Virginia. They all supported legislation making third trimester abortions legal, then went even further and tested the black waters of infanticide, the killing of viable babies after they're delivered. It began in December, continued into January, then suddenly the issue exploded with a couple of videos that went viral. We finally had them on camera supporting infanticide. The issue turned red hot, and it was time to strike. Legislators across the nation introduced bills that would limit abortion, then the United States Senate joined the fray. Under the leadership of Montana Senator Steve Daines, who leads the Senate Pro-Life Caucus, a federal Born Alive Infant Protection Act was introduced. Several moderate Republicans joined the Senate Democrats and killed the bill, but the issue continued to move forward. In Montana, Senator Al Olszewski introduced Senate Bill 354, the Montana Born Alive Infant Protection Act. It passed out of the Senate yesterday on a 32-18 vote and is now headed to the House. Several Democrats joined the Republicans in passing the bill, and why not? Polls show the legislation is supported by 86% of Republican voters, 75% of independents, and 70% of Democrats. This bill will almost certainly reach the desk of Governor Bullock, and we hope that he supports it as well, because it's the right thing to do. Now, the issue is turning white hot and pivoting back to the U.S. Congress. Representative Ann Wagner's Born Alive bill has been blocked by House Democrats, but today, Republican Whip Steve Scalise will file a motion to discharge the resolution from the Rules Committee. It's time to play hardball. Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte, a solid pro-life conservative, has signed on to the resolution, as have all 197 House Republicans. For the resolution to pass, we need 21 Democrats to jump on board. So far, we have 3. That leaves 18 to go, and unlike a similar motion in the Montana legislature, this petition remains open. If at any point in this congressional session we get the necessary votes, the resolution will come to the floor for a vote. It's time for Americans to speak with a clear voice. Abortion is bad enough, but to kill children after they're born is simply unconscionable. When it comes to outlawing infanticide, it's time to strike while the iron is hot. From the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.